the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Allahumma inni ataqarrabu ilayka bidhikrak wa astashfi'u bika ila nafsak wa as'aluka bijudika an tudniyani min qurbak وأن توزعني شكرك وأن تلهمني ذكرك اللهم إني أسألك سؤال خاضع متذلل خاشع أن تسامحني وترحمني وتجعلني بقسمك راضيا قانعا.
Previously, we started talking about the part of Kumail's supplication where Imam Ali alayhi salam starts saying, Allahumma inni as'aluka su'al khadi'in mutadallilin khashi'. O Allah, I verily ask you with the asking of a submissive, abased and lowly man, and to samihani wa tarhamani, to show me forbearance and to have mercy on me, wa taj'alani biqismika radiyan qani'a, and to make me satisfied and content with your apportionment, wa fi jami'i al-ahwali mutawadi'a, and to make me humble in every state. In this regard, Imam Ali alayhi salam is humbly asking the Almighty Allah for requests. And he should hope that his humbleness, his submission, would bring this supplication to the answer, to compliance of the Almighty Allah. The first of these requests is Allah's forbearance towards him. And previously we have concluded that gaining Almighty Allah's forbearance is not possible but just through lenity to the servants of the Almighty Allah. And so is the same with the other supplications. If we want Almighty Allah to have mercy on us, we must show some forgiveness in this world. If we want Almighty Allah to make us satisfied with His apportionment, we must try and take some steps towards Him. And among them, lenience to other people in this world is so important. إِنَّ الرِّفْقَ لَمْ يُوضَعْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِلَّا زَانَهُ. The Holy Prophet ﷺ has said, lenience is not placed in anything except that adorns it. This means that lenience is the thing that makes everything so beautiful. وَلَا نُزِعَ مِن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا شَانَهُ. And if lenience is removed from anything, it aggravates it. And this is so beautiful, because in other traditions, the Holy Prophet suggests, لَوْ كَانَ الرِّفْقُ خَلْقًا. If people's lenience was discernible, مَا كَانَ مِمَّا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ شَيْءٌ أَحْسَنُ مِنْهُ. It was more beautiful than any of Almighty Allah's creatures.
Oh Allah, I seek to draw myself nearer to you through your invocation, and I pray to you to intercede on my behalf, and I beg you by your benevolence to draw me nearer to you and grant thankfulness towards you and inspire me to remember and to invoke you. Oh Allah, I ask you begging submissively, humbly and awe-strickenly, to treat me with clemency and mercy, and to make me pleased and content with what you have granted me, and cause me to be modest and unassuming in all circumstances. Oh Allah, I beg as one whose neediness is extreme, and who supplicates his knees to you, and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. Oh Allah, great is your kingdom, and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. Oh Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues.
This lenience, this lenity shown in some, from some people, is not just because they do not think of what is going to happen to them. It is exactly vice versa. Because Imam Ali alayhi salam says, ثَمَرَةُ الْعَقْلِ مُدَارَةُ النَّاسِ. This lenience with people is the fruit of wisdom. And the secret beyond that is very simple. If we want Almighty Allah to show forbearance on us, we must also be like Him in some aspects. And that is why it has been accounted as one of the best deeds in this world. مُدَارَاتُ الرَّجُلِ مِنْ أَفْضَلِ الْأَعْمَالِ, the Holy Prophet says. And in some traditions, the Messenger of Allah explicitly says that the lenience of Allah to His servants is the very result of the servant's lenience with other people. The Holy Prophet ﷺ says, اسمح يسمح لك. If you want to get subjected to lenience of the Almighty Allah, you have to be lenient with people. And as I said, we have to try to be like the Almighty Allah, and lenience and mercy are the attributes of the Almighty Allah. تخلقوا بأخلاق الله, the Holy Prophet says. Imitate the attributes of the Almighty Allah. And this is the true meaning of being an absolute servant. Because behaving leniently with people will benefit us from their brotherhood. And being kind to them is going to eliminate the hatred against the people. So it is worthy for people to be adorned with Almighty Allah's attributes so that they would be prosperous in the two worlds, inshallah. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. We ask the Almighty Allah to sit us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. I'm